all grow outside in which the written and spoken word matter. I'm Ms. Carino, and we're continuing our community chat series with the Paw Print staff, our school's newspaper, chatting with Ruby Williams and Melanie Slaughter, two staff writers of the Gazette Journal, our local newspaper. Let's have a listen.
How do you come up with article topics?
That's a great question. Sometimes our editor will give us assignments. Like every month I cover school board meetings and Ruby goes to the board of supervisors meetings. But then a lot of times we hear things in the community. People will call us, email us with ideas. Sometimes I'm just walking down the street and I see a story idea. It varies a lot. Do you have anything?
No. Me, I love to travel and go to different places. So usually I'll like find somebody to talk to. And then in conversation, sometimes they'll bring up something that I could write about.
How long does it take on average to write an article?
That's a tough one. Let's see. It really depends on the topic. Let's say I go to a school board meeting that's 4 hours one night. That'll take me more time to write about a school board meeting that's 1 hour. Let's say I have to go take a photo out in the community and write a caption, or we call it a cut line, for it. That will probably take me a lot less time than writing like a feature story about, let's say, somebody who builds boats. So it really varies.
I have to agree. So me with Board of Supervisor meetings, they can take a long time. So usually it'll take me all night or that morning to write the story. And then with sports, usually they're a little bit easier for me since I played sports throughout high school and college. So it's a little bit easier for me to write those. It doesn't take as long.
How do you make the layout? Is there a template you use?
So we use Adobe InDesign for laying out our pages. And we physically will drag the articles onto the page. Same with the photos. We have set presets for our photo frames, and we have set presets for our, our copy, which is our articles, the written words. So yes and no, we have a lot of fun playing around with it sometimes, especially the front page.
And me, I'm still learning the layout. I'm still new, so I'm still learning how to do the layout and stuff.
How much ink does it take to make 1 week's paper?
We don't know the answer to that. We'll have to talk to Bridger in production, and we'll get you an answer when she returns tomorrow.
Do you have any cartoonists on staff?
No, we don't. I wish we did, but we don't. We have somebody who does our comics for us, but I don't know much about him.
Have you ever thought about adding a kids' corner?
Actually, we are starting a kids' corner. Heather started about a month ago. She's been in and out lately, but we have, I think it's like a crossword for kids, a word search, a fun fact. But keep on the lookout on the school's page, and you should see it from time to time.
Why does the ink transfer to your hands on newspapers?
Okay, I can sort of answer this question. It has something to do the. Okay, so like the first copies of a paper is going to be more inky than say like the last ones. I'm not exactly sure. Bridget would be able to answer this better, but actually Carl, who is here, will be able to answer this more fully. But he, basically like more ink, like goes on first, and then it kind of like fades out later. But I don't really know the technical stuff for that. But that's a great question. We'll ask Carl.
What's your favorite part about your job?
Okay, I love this question. My favorite part is that every day is different. I have never had the same day twice here. I never know what's going to happen when I come to work, and that's really fun and exciting.
Me, I just love meeting new people. I just love having conversations with different people, and that's probably like my favorite part of my job.
How does it feel to write something a lot, lots of people read, will read?
To this day, it's still very intimidating. I try not to think about it too hard, or I would never write a word. but yeah, it's really cool. It's really neat that people actually read what I write and will respond to it on Facebook or through letters to the editor, or will actually call or email me sometimes.
It still makes me a little nervous knowing how many people might read an article, but I still think it's pretty cool because it lets me know that there are people actually still reading the paper. So.
And I will say Ruby's had some really awesome ones lately that have been getting a lot of traction on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I really have to commend her for that. She's really stepped up to the plate since she started.
What is the most difficult part of your job?
I would say it's deadlines, especially when we have Tuesday night meetings and we have to get all of our articles and photos and cut lines in Wednesday morning. And usually we try to get everything in by 10 a.m. at the absolute latest. And it doesn't matter if you had a 6-hour meeting the night before or if your basketball game went into double overtime. It doesn't matter. You have to get it in as soon as possible.
I definitely have to agree. It's definitely deadlines. Like, I have a meeting tonight, and my story is going to be due tomorrow morning. So,
yeah. All right. So, like, what kind of, like, classes do you need to take to become, like, a news journalist? And how many years of college do you got to go through?
So I have my bachelor's degree in English, and I studied two minors in college, one in biology and one in writing. I think, in my opinion, it just matters that you're passionate about the subject matter, you know how to write well, and you're interested in all sorts of topics. I went to a 4-year school, and Ruby can answer more what she did.
So I actually wrote for my high school newspaper. I wrote for the Duke's Dispatch for all 4 years. And I went to college for mass communications. My concentration was print and online media. So that's what I did. But I don't really think it really matters. Just like Melanie said, I think it depends on your passion. If you're really passionate about something, you can do anything.
Thanks to Ruby, Melanie, and the Paw Print staff. We also want to thank the GCPS Educational Foundation and the VEA for their continued support for this podcast. Lastly, thank you for taking the time to listen to the Bulldog Broadside, in which the written and spoken word matter. This is Ms. Carino, and until next time, go Bulldogs!